Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, we're going to talk about him coming up here in the next segment. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sound like a mental patient right there. Like,
yeah, man, but listen, it's the reality of what's going on with Georgia Tech, and we're going to find out from a guy who covers them on a daily basis, that is. Bryce Coon's going to join us here in a second. Before we do that, though, I just want to rev up my hold on, why isn't my – oh, there it is.
You know what?
There it is, Mike.
I don't know about you,
that's
mister.
That's what a real chainsaw sounds like.
Well, you get out there and you chop some wood and you show some videos. I'm going to go use this thing tomorrow. I will put some video up.
I can't hear you, Mike.
Guess what?
A real chainsaw has been started.
Yeah, and as a guy who's got no hearing, I don't want to lose any more of it. You know, Bryce, I'm sorry you're subjected to this. I bought an Ego 14-inch chainsaw that's
calm down, horsey. Sorry.
I love it. I love this thing.
Let me turn her off. Okay, good. Here you go. Nothing and, like gas-powered chainsaws.
Yeah, nothing like pulling that pull start about 17 times, too.
I don't know what starter you with. All right, man, let's talk to Bryce Coon. He covers Georgia Tech, guys. We're going to talk more about the coaching changes and all that's going on around college football. More on the SEC championship game as well next hour as Danny Cannell stops by. But, Bryce, let's start first with the changes, because I kind of scratched my head at when I saw this report, you know, after the game was over and there were reports that the staff would change. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so why not the defensive coordinator? Somebody has to explain to me why Andrew Thacker is not a part of the changes.
Yeah, and listen, guys, appreciate you having me on. I mean, that was kind of the conversation post-game, post the throttling, the 85-15 split between red and black and white and gold in Bobby Dodd on Saturday. Completely unacceptable. Going with this, I will tell you this. While it's not official, we have reason to believe that Thacker could be taking a demotion to a position coach at the linebacker position, which he's recruited well, and he seems better suited for at this stage in his career. It's not official. We don't know. That's kind of the talk that's happening around the program. Obviously, what's been publicized is that some of those potential moves, obviously offensive and then the two position coaches, starting with special teams and secondary. But, you know, I mean, I get it. The fan base has clamored for it. Coming into this rebuild that they were trying to do that has been labeled as, you know, one of the toughest rebuild jobs, it was never supposed to be the defense that was supposed to be worse off. It was supposed to be the offense that they could potentially lean on a veteran group, and the nightmare situation occurred, which is what the defense was worse than the offense. So now you have two sides of the football that, you know, I did some postseason grades. I give an F to the defense. It was bad. Never kept you in a game and never allowed your young offense to make the transition, which has been a nightmare situation for this program.
Yeah, I know that you know, Nathan Burton was considered the co-defensive coordinator, handles safeties, and Popovich, who covers the corners, they got fired. It just – one thing for certain, we all know, Bryce, people who follow college football or pro football, the assistants go and the head coach is next. So I don't know what the schedule looks like next year, but we knew this year was going to be difficult. The losing to Northern Illinois just started the wrong way for this program, and I think fans just really got angry about that one. That was one game you couldn't afford to lose this year.
Oh, of course. I mean, coming into the season, guys, and there was a reason Vegas put that odds at around 2.5 or 3.5 games, but Northern Illinois was supposed to be included. When you go back and look at this schedule, let's go 2 weeks prior before the Notre Dame game. Guys, this team should have won 6 football games. The game up at Clemson, they should have won that football game. They had multiple opportunities to win that game. between the after the Duke win, which when you're struggling to win at Duke, no disrespect to that program and David Cutcliffe, who I think is a, you know, did well obviously with them there. But when you struggle to win that game, that says a lot about where you are as a depth of the program. But this program had ample opportunities to hit that 6-win mark. Let's say they beat Northern Illinois. Okay, now you're at 4 wins. Maybe you finally punch one in against Clemson. You win that football game. That people say, well, it's Clemson. No, they had a chance to win a football game. Go back and look at that. They had every opportunity to go win that on the road. There's 5 wins. You're telling me you couldn't find one more win in the mix of Virginia Tech, or Boston College, all games that you kind of had a chance to, but you shot yourself out in the foot so many times, you didn't give yourself a chance to win? You could have won 6 games. The exclamation point for the fan base, guys, what I believe was, we knew going into the season Notre Dame and Georgia would probably be tough. What makes it worse is what happened the 10 games prior. Getting outscored 100-0 over your last 2 games is not acceptable for anybody. And I keep telling people, the game at Notre Dame looked like a pay-for-play game. It looked like an FCS opponent going up to play an FBS opponent. And listen, guys, I cover the team. I'm going to have to hear some of the backlash. I put it out on Twitter. I was joining you guys, and people said, oh, no, here goes 92-9 the game, wanting to talk about, you know, Dukes and Bell, wanting to talk about Georgia Tech, only when things are rough. Well, listen, it is rough. It is rough, and you have to be honest with yourself. You got to be realistic, and I know you guys have been realistic about what's going on, and it hasn't been good over the past 3 seasons.
Bryce Kuhn, our guest. Guys, he covers Georgia Tech for 24/7 Sports. We were also the guys at the beginning of the season that had Coach Collins on for damn near 20 minutes talking about where this program's going and how excited we all were. So we do. You're right, Bryce. We do both sides. But we're also realists, and we're not going to BS around where this thing is right now. Let me ask you this. Offensively, what needs to happen? I thought at times there were glimpses this year where I said, man, Tech's offense, they're moving the ball. It seems like things are going well. And then there are times I looked at it, and I've seen better high school offenses. What's going on? What needs to change?
Well, I'll tell you what needs to change. Obviously, if you're a Tech fan and you're listening right now, I know you guys know you've lost arguably your best player to the transfer portal in Jahmyr Gibbs. Jordan Yates, who's seen time, you can call him your backup. Well, he was your starter for half the season. He's entered the portal. I keep telling people this, though. While Jahmyr Gibbs is going to go somewhere next year, he's going to shine. He's potentially going to make himself a top five running back ticket in the 2023 NFL draft. You weren't going to win a championship with him next year. I don't care if you had Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton back there, for God's sake. You got to get an offensive line that's competent. The offensive line held back this offense. Like you were saying, at times you saw when the offensive line was consistent, what the potential of this offense was when Jeff Sims was healthy, when he felt comfortable. Oftentimes I felt like Sims was having to make some hero ball type of plays because he knew he did not have time in the pocket. It affects a quarterback's psyche. It affects his development. To me, you can't get an accurate read on really how good this offense is, and that's what's been so frustrating, I think, for fans, because the offensive line play hasn't been consistent. Now, let's be honest. If the offensive line play gets better, and let's say they get to the point, and certain pieces are still not contributing at the skill position, okay, now you know what you have. But until this offensive line is built up to the level of a starting power five, and guys, I think what we realized is they brought in some transfers, and I remember talking about it with you around January this past season. They didn't have the depth. Injuries occur to everybody. So the injury bug was, you know, well, we had a lot of injuries. Well, I get that. But the big thing for me is everyone deals with injuries. It tests your depth. Tech did not have the depth on the offensive front, and it came back to bite them. They had guys who are great high-character guys, and I know you guys know this. You're in this business. When we talk about specific players, we're not talking about their character. I think these guys are great guys. They're going to do great things. They got a degree from Georgia Tech, for God's sake. They're going to do fantastic things.
Right.
But the Power 5 talent's not there. And the Power 5 size is not there. They need that consistently. They've got to build that depth. And until that, we're not really going to see what this offense is capable of.
It is our Dog Report, guys, brought to you by Brightbox Electrical. Those are the guys for your ultimate man cave. Put that on your holiday list. We're also talking jackets because Georgia just kicked their butts. Bryce Kuhn with us from 24/7 Sports. And, Bryce, the other side to this is, and Carl and I get into this like almost every once a quarter, is what is Georgia Tech's realistic expectation? People were getting sick of Paul Johnson's offense. Well, at least Paul Johnson could beat Georgia every once in a while. I mean, and I know that Paul didn't suffer fools too well, but the guy, at least you knew every 4 or 5 years or through a recruiting cycle, you were going to have a pretty good bowl game. I mean, I don't think that should be good enough for any program, but is it good enough for Tech?
My idea, guys, and listen, I've lived in the state of Georgia my entire life. I've seen enough of the Georgia-Georgia Tech rivalry. First off, that rivalry's got to start meaning more. It's in danger of completely becoming obsolete, and part of the fan base already feels like it is. But I'll say this. This program, to me, should consistently sit around an 8-9 win team, maybe a 7-9 win, with the occasional 10-win season and potentially a chance on the line to go to Charlotte and play for an ACC title. The recruiting in the state of Georgia, you guys know, in the high school levels in Georgia, is so deep, you should be able to recruit and stay away from the guys in Athens and get your own guys. Now, the problem is that's it's tough. I don't know when they're going to be there. A lot of people don't have a lot of patience. I'm not trying to, you know, side with either side on this because it's a very fine line. But this program, at its best, in my opinion, can be a team that wins 8-9 games, goes to a good bowl game, and occasionally maybe they make the Orange Bowl every 5 years. It's a conference that is not necessarily 1-9, you know, has, you know, 9 or 10 teams that are dominant. It's really top heavy. You could see this team, to me, be a middle of the pack and occasionally an upper echelon ACC team. And that, to me, is at its peak. It's not there right now. We know that. But I don't think the expectations of the fan base is to go win a national championship every single year. There's few programs that can do that. And we're seeing that. Especially with a lot of coaching changes that are being made, it's an arms race. But this program, to me, should be, with where they're located geographically, with the market that they're in, the excitement that can be there, and Collins has done a good job of that. Right. But this program, I think, deserves better, and I think they could reach that, but it's going to take the right coordinator hires, which is going to have to be very precise with how they go about that.
Bryce, great job, man. Continue to do great work covering the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at 24/7 Sports, guys. He hosts Locked on Georgia Tech as well. Check out his stuff and follow him on Twitter at Bryce Koon. That's K-O-O-N. Hey, man, appreciate you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Appreciate it, guys, as always. You have a great rest of your day.
Cool, man, yeah. And, Carl, I mean, Chan Gailey, I know not what everybody wanted, but, you know, I know I talked to you like O'Leary, like, you know, like he did a great job, but at least, you know, maybe it was because Donovan was here. But yeah, they were always in the mix. You knew you were – you don't want to be walking out on a blue field or stepping out of a dugout for your bowl game. It got that way for a while there.
I'm with him, though, about the rivalry, too. There's work to be done, man, and we'll see how much it can get done between now and next season. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the coaching changes. We'll hear from Lincoln Riley, who wants to return USC to glory, and Brian Kelly. Will he win at LSU? It's Dukes and Bell.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. It bears repeating, Urban Meyer is having a miserable year on and off the field.
Why has it taken this long to kind of really form?
Just joining the show. It's been busy already. It will continue to be.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Weiss at 5 o'clock. We're also going to get Danny Cannell on the show at 5:20 today to talk some college football. Danny coming our way from Bet Online, betonline.net. Before we talk about Lincoln Riley, which now we know he's going to USC, and the other big news to drop last night, obviously, was Brian Kelly from Notre Dame to LSU. Mike, let's talk about Kirby. Kirby is going to get a raise. We know that. Does he have to win the national championship? I would tell you guys that I don't necessarily know if that is a part of this now, because Kirby wants to be at Georgia. We know that. But schools are locking their guys up, all right, who have achieved less and who are – even with less tenure than Kirby is, okay, or has.
Right.
So I think, Mike, just doing what they've done this year, do I need them to win a national championship? Yes, we need another one. We want another championship in our city and certainly in our state. But I'm going to say, Mike, even if he doesn't, I still think he gets a raise when this is over. And in February, we're talking about, you know, all these things being settled because of the nature of where college football is. Now, if they do win it, I think it's more money, but I still think he's going to get a raise, Mike.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, I guess Kirby, he's a like he played his football at Georgia, as you guys all know. It's hard to envision him ever going anywhere else, but hey, you know, who would have thought that the Notre Dame coach would head to LSU, right? So he's going to get paid, and he's going to get paid a lot, but they got the funds, and they're going to step up, and I presume it will reset the market because, you know, he is what he's doing at Georgia. Again, it's got to culminate with a championship because 17, I mean, that would have been unbelievable had he gotten it done. We all know what happened against Bama, but this is the year it really, it seems like not Lockwood, stars have aligned. But yeah, he's going to be the highest paid guy as well. He should. And the SEC is going to have, with the exception of those most recent hires, the highest paid guys in the country.
Yeah, I just, that's where I'm at. I mean, and not that Georgia has to. I think they're going to feel obligated that they're seeing a lot of other coaches around the country who are doing less. Being taken care of.
Totally.
So, and if he wins it, great. But I think that's where Georgia is at. Speaking of Georgia, let's hear from Kirby on the SEC title. Talking about this is a new team, meaning this isn't the 18 team. You know, this is 2012. This is a new team that's getting an opportunity, which means it's a new experience.
You know, it's the first time, I guess, since we've been here that we've got a less of a portion of guys that have played in it. So, our upperclassmen have, some of them have played in two of them and some in one and some in zero. So very important to keep your composure and have a good plan of attack and then execute it.
Yeah, I mean, keeping the composure thing, he's talking about just the moment. There's going to be a lot of buildup. And all these guys, you know, they'll say, I'm not listening. We're at practice. I haven't heard that. They're hearing everything. You know what they do when they get home? They get on their phones and they get on social media and they're seeing and hearing everything. So you get in this moment of 60,000+ folks, Mike, packed house on Saturday, the pressure of we got to beat Alabama, and Kirby's right. You got to keep your composure. They may have a start to this game that they don't expect. What if Alabama gets the ball, goes down, and scores, and all of a sudden it was easy, and everybody's looking around like, okay, wait a minute, we're in a game. You know, yeah. You got to keep your composure.
Hey, and as you and I discussed yesterday, I mean, two ways of looking at it, that you can see what, well, Auburn did that, we can do that. You know, Texas A&M did that against them, we can do that. And we can do it with less guys defensively, so we're not going to get burned. But then you say to yourself, that's also a hell of a momentum for Alabama, although they also had to play a few extra plays and such. I don't know. I was talking about this today with a guy who's a big Georgia fan. I think that they're going to win this game. I don't care about style points. I don't care if they win by 100, they win by one. It's they've got to get the Saban monkey off his back, okay? That's got to happen here. And I hate even beginning to talk about the scenarios if you lose to Alabama.
I do too. I mean, for me, I just feel like it's significant because you've got the guy out of your way that's been in your way. You've got the bully out of your way that's been in your way. So that's part of this discussion. Hey, Nick Saban also talked about UGA as we're talking about Kirby Smart and what may happen down the road for him as far as once his season is over and you know, a new contract. Saban said, listen, what you're seeing with UGA is real.
They're going to play a great team in Georgia. Georgia's the number one team in the country. They've been the most consistent team, you know, all year long in terms of how they've sustained their performance and played at a high level, dominated the competition just about every game that they've played. I think that's, you know, a reflection of Kirby. He's done a great job. They have, you know, a mature team that plays with a lot of competitive character. And, you know, they're the number one defense in the country.
So, Mike, is this about the coaches? Because Saban's not going to make any plays. Kirby's not going to make any plays on Saturday. Is this about the coaches or is this about the guys that are going to make those plays?
No, it's all about the coaches. It's Dan Lanning versus Bill O'Brien. I don't know. I mean, yeah, like, you know that Georgia's got this amazing defensive front. We've talked so much. Again, Clemson, we have so much hype and we built that up. And then I think much of the season you and I have discussed almost every week. What if, .. Well, Stetson, yeah, there's times where he could throw a more accurate ball here or there. But then I got to be honest. The guy makes all the plays, can move the ball with his feet, which is something JT can't do. Could JT maybe drop the ball in a little bit better on a couple of those? Perhaps, but Pickens will be out there for the most part, with the exception of a few guys. They're going to have a full complement out there. You know, Kyrus Jackson, we talked about yesterday. I just think the only concern you and I have had is what if you just laid it out. Slow start, Alabama scores 14 points in the first half, and Georgia's, like, screwing things up. And then when does Kirby have to hit the JT Daniels button, right? When does that happen? And let's hope that doesn't come to that.
Yeah,
because the only way this thing gets screwed up is if Stetson – I mean, and I don't mean to put too much pressure on it, but do you feel that's – would you agree with that statement? The only way this thing goes south is if Bennett screws it up?
Well, he hasn't made mistakes, Mike. I mean, think about it. He hasn't put you in
jeopardy.
So
maybe it's time to stop saying statements like I just said and just trust him to get the job done.
Yeah, he hasn't put you in jeopardy of losing a game. But if you're telling me he's going to throw two picks and that's not going to matter, I would tell you differently. I think that it always matters if your quarterback is making those mistakes. The thing about Stetson is he hasn't been Heisman Trophy, but he hasn't been, you know, a guy that's put you on the edge of your seat every week that you go, man, I just hope he just completes the ball. He's played really well. So I'm not sure if that's going to be a part of this discussion or not. I can't wait, though. I tell you that. I can't wait till Saturday.
You know, until you got to, you know, Jalen Hurts, and obviously Mac Jones is having good success in his first year, and obviously Tua, who went first round. It was Greg McElroy. It was A.J. McCarron. It was Jacob Coker. Jake Coker came from Florida State. You don't – and that's these are Alabama quarterbacks. They're the ultimate game managers that maybe get a cup of coffee or can get a couple of years in the NFL, but they're not that elite transformative star, which we've run the impression Georgia had to have to win this year. And Kirby and Stetson are proving they don't have to have that kind of quarterback.
No. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Guys, we'd love to hear from you. Follow Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Porter. Them up, see Dukes, and this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Now, our poll question is up because we're having fun with Mike today because he's got an electric chainsaw, and guys are sending pictures. Our man who does all the memes and whatnot sent a picture of Mike in his yard with yard equipment. You got to go see it. I retweeted it at Put Him Up, See Dukes. But, you know, we're talking about power tools, and that's part of our poll question. But the other part of this discussion today is with all these coaching changes, man, which guy do you think is going to have success? Is it Brian Kelly, Mike, at LSU? Do you think Lincoln Riley leaves and goes out west and all of a sudden USC becomes a power again? Billy Napier gets a job from Louisiana. Is Florida going to turn the corner and become the power they once were back in the, you know, the 90s, early 2000s? Right. I don't know. But this is what is crazy about all these moves because everybody's, you know, banking on these guys' success and what they're going to bring to these programs.
Well, you and I talked about it earlier. I brought up the great defensive history at USC and all the guys that have gone to the NFL. So, and look, Oklahoma puts guys defensively in the NFL too, but it's just you think of Oklahoma more as offense and finesse than the great defense. So I'm curious to see what his defensive hires look like at USC. You said it earlier, though. California, if you can lock that up, USC gets sexy again like it was with Pete Carroll. Where Snoop Dogg and Will Ferrell are swinging by.
True.
You get all the juice in the world. You're in Los Angeles.
Hey, man, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Well, we're going to continue this great debate of gas versus electric power tools. I'm getting killed. I get one guy goes, oh, my God, you get a picture of it on your kitchen counter. Yeah, the battery's off and the guard is on. Carl, I'm a squid billy now. I'm starting screaming at people on Twitter. We'll come back. I will explain and defend this decision next on Dukes and Bell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah! Yes! Yeah!
Mmm,
Yeah, man, on a Tuesday. Brought to you by Dukes of Bell. Hey, man, ale. Make sure you stock up and have it on hand for your holidays and shenanigans. A holiday party makes a great gift. Bring a six-pack of Hey Man and watermelon lime while supplies last. Hey, real quick, before we get to the shenanigans, we were talking earlier with Bryce Coon about Georgia Tech, and I didn't want to not have the Georgia schedule for 2022, lest some Georgia Tech fan assail me for not being prepared for my radio show, Carl, because you know how wonderful they are to deal with. But anyway, I just looked it up. You know who Georgia Tech's got next year?
Who's that?
Conference?
Who?
Well, they're going to start with Clemson in the ACC. Then they get the four-win Western Carolina Catamounts. They get Ole Miss coming to Bobby Dodd. And they're okay. At UCF in addition to their matchup with Georgia. They'll be, of course, in Athens. They also rekindle the relationship with Florida State at Doak and then the rest of the regular ACC. So not exactly an easy schedule next year for a year with big expectations.
Yeah, but wasn't it this year we talked about, was it five, maybe six teams, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, well, Carolina turned out to be crap this year, but
true.
That was one that we, you know, were looking at. Clemson obviously wasn't the Clemson we were used to. They still didn't win that game, but we knew that this year was going to be a tough schedule. You're right. But next year doesn't sound much easier.
No. And the thing is, you know, we talked about these one-score games. Bryce Coon came on interviews online at Odyssey.com that they couldn't find a way to win. But the thing for me is you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. If you're losing to top-tier teams, if Georgia rolls around next year and they're, you know, number two, three, four, whatever it is, that's different than playing teams that you're supposed to beat, Mike. And those are the ones that come back to bite you. So I'm glad you laid that schedule out. But, yeah, man, it's not going to get any easier. That's for sure.
All right, man, real quick, if you missed it earlier, about an hour ago, we were doing our regular Yeah Man, No Man. Squidbilly was talking about his back was out, just was overdid it at the gym today. And I mentioned my lower back was jammed up because I was bent over. I was sawing some logs. My buddy Mike, who works at Delta, when one of the tree fell down in the yard, he cut the tree into movable pieces that we moved to the back side of the house. Today, I broke out my Ego Electric. That's right, Carl. Battery-powered 14-inch chainsaw. And I made
short
work. Wait a
minute. You've only got 14 inches on that thing?
Well, Mike, again, First off, you know me. I'm going to cut things off my body if I go with anything bigger than that. So I want to start small and experience what it's like to use a chainsaw in the first
18 inches or bigger. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, guess what? I went with the 14. That's all I needed. Because, again, I'm not – now, again, if you guys are in your backyard chopping down 100-foot Georgia pine trees like I've got, knock yourself out. I'm using it to clear brush and take big trees and chop them into littler pieces that I now have firewood for in my fire pit. Okay? And, by the way, it's not loud. It doesn't annoy neighbors. I enjoy using it, Carl. It's easy to use, and there's plenty of torque with that battery power. Thank you.
But will tell you this, literally, I think it was 2 weeks ago, he called and I said, hey, I got to call you back. I'm cutting down a tree that fell in between our neighbor's house. I went over there to help. And it was a medium-sized oak. Great burn, by the way, with the fire pit. So I started cutting this thing up. It took no time, Mike. You know why? Because I have a gas-powered chainsaw.
Well, again, I just did the work. In 10 minutes. And by the way, I didn't have to go, it just starts right up. But if you got an older gas powered, another thing.
Does it push start like your car?
It's got a trigger. It does. It's great. It's easy. It's easy to use. And by the way, I don't know about you. I don't like to have the gasoline smell in my car. When I fill the gas tank, because I'm a klutz, I'm going to spill gas all over the place, and then I'm going to stink, and the car's going to stink. One less thing. And I'm also, again, helping the neighborhood and helping the environment.
Yeah, whatever. You only help the environment when it's beneficial for you to say you're helping the environment. You don't care about that when you're going 170 down I-85.
I don't know what you're talking about. Can you please? I still have one case to be adjudicated.
I'm sorry. I should have said that.
All right. Here's some crazy stories out there. This one comes from Chris, our engineer. He gave me the heads up on this one. 90 days.
Wait a minute. You haven't gone 185 in that car, have you?
No. Will you stop?
I'm just asking. I know how you got a heavy foot. Go ahead.
No. They only let you go to driving school so many times in like a 5-year period. So please.
I'm sorry.
90 Day Fiance. Her name is Stephanie Matto. Now, I never watched this show. I hate all these shows, but she is hot. She's apparently made her bones doing some reality TV. And this is where they put two people together, and obviously nothing works, but it's a 90 Day Fiance, and they get some drama out of it. She has decided, once the show is over, to make some extra money playing off her big celebrity from being on 90 Day Fiance by taking her farts, Carl, and selling them online.
Oh, come on, Mike.
That is correct.
What do you mean taking them? What is she? How is she taking them?
She apparently farts in a jar and then it's sent to you.
Whatever.
Oh, she's lesbian. Oh, check this. She's a lesbian. I'm intrigued now. I'm actually more interested in this.
Farts dissipate, don't they?
I think you seal it. I think you're okay.
She's
raking in five figures. She's made over $50,000 selling her flatulence and cars to fans.
I cannot believe this. What idiots are buying this?
First of all, thanks for all your orders, the questions, the support, and love. More to come. She says that so many people want to buy her farts because she's hot and has a good personality. She also shared that the smell is most prominent in the first 2 days.
Okay, you know what? You lost me. I mean, honestly.
Well, look, we know that men are dirtbags, and there's guys out there that might see her and go, I'd buy that. So, I mean, yes, it's creepy, it's disgusting, it's another sign that the world is coming to an end. But, again, talentless people go on TV shows because some idiot producer gives them this platform, and then they can sell their farts and make $50,000. How's that sound?
Listen, I'm not mad at her, because if anybody can convince someone else that, well, if you want my fart in a jar, it's worth something, so be it. But I wouldn't even look twice at this. And then the idea, like, you're really sealing it in a jar. Get out of here.
I guess if you just lock it in. I mean, if you've ever Dutch ovened somebody
But then it goes away.
If you put it into a hermetically sealed jar, you're going to get that. If you open the jar at some point, of course, you're going to
enjoy it. What is she charging? Does it say?
You know what? And I just closed the window. Chris, punch up the story because I didn't see what she was charging.
I'm just curious. Like, how much does a jar cost?
Before you find out how much a jar costs, if you fart in your car and you get out and then you come back to your car and the windows are up, it'll still smell.
Oh, Bo, come on.
So it'll stay in there. What?
What are you eating, Bo?
What are you hotboxing eating?
Well, I eat a lot of protein. $500. High protein-based diet. Talking about? Hey, I don't look this way by eating all carbs, Carl.
What are you eating, Bo? When you get out of your vehicle, you return, and the smell is still looming.
Well, let's say you go to a nice dinner at New York Prime, and you get in your car.
Have some asparagus.
You got a bone-in ribeye, and you're going to a bar, and you don't drive very far, and you might have to let a fart or two out, and you close the door, and you get back in, and oh my God, what died in here? Oh, that was me. I farted before I got out.
Bo enjoys keeping his essence around Crossway. Doesn't crack the window. So anyway, $500 per jar of flatulence, according to Chris from the article.
$5 for a jar of...
Again, there's talk we can't say on the radio, but guys would say something really dirty about a girl. I'd something a mile of her, something. There you have it. These are the people, I guess, that are shelling out the $500, Carl, for that in a jar.
All right, I can't believe it. I mean, I can't believe it, but I can't believe it.
Do you guys remember our friend Miss Allie Ray, the former nurse who, during COVID, decided to start an OnlyFans? Well, she's taken up a side project of her own. She is now letting people send her underwear that she will wear for a day and mail it back for a price.
Smart. That's smart. Yeah,
She's what?
You send her some silk underpants, some panties. She wears the panties for a day, and then she sends them back to you.
Oh, my God. Women, they're profiting off of this stuff?
Yes, because men are idiots and dirtbags. And they, again, what kind of moron would do that? Nobody would want to have a beer with or shake hands, and they live amongst us, Carl. For all you know, your neighbor could be one of these guys.
No, you're absolutely right. No doubt about it. Wow. All right, so send them away, and then you pay twice, basically.
Well, when I was in Tokyo, when people joke around about it like on Family Guy, is there are bars and stuff that have those used panty dispensers. They do that over there. It's bizarre world, man.
It is. No. Listen, there are a lot of things that I would say, okay, maybe. No.
Hope the kids are enjoying this family-friendly edition.
Nothing more bizarre, though, than Bo enjoying the smell of his own farts.
I like my essence. I like to have a good steak and cut some farts and then leave the windows up and then come back in the car and enjoy it again. That's what I do.
I don't know what he's eating. That's all I'm asking.
Hey, let's hit the closing bell. See what things are happening. Oh, no. Oh, this isn't good. It is brought to you by Domino's, guys. Don't forget, people are giving you those charges, and you need some help nowadays. Domino's is giving away frees, guys. $50 million in free stuff. Go to Domino's.com for your shot at the action. Bad day at the office. Dow dropped 650 points on the growing, Omicron fears, right? That's the latest version of COVID. Jeez Louise, when is this going to end? Dow Jones down 650, S&P down 88, and NASDAQ down 245 points. So don't look at your stuff online today. You'll get a headache. All right, real quick, a couple of birthdays, some big ones, though. If you got a birthday today, happy birthday, November 30th. Winston Churchill, obviously fought off them Nazis. Mark Twain, Dick Clark, Bill Walsh, all born today. How's that for four guys? Woody Allen. By the way, can you ever really watch a Woody Allen this movie the same? I can't.
Nope.
I tried and I can't do it.
Nope.
And nope, I love the early stuff. I love the old Woody Allen stuff from the 60s and 70s. I can't do it. Bo Jackson's 59. Billy Idol is 66. He does a really good show on First Wave, Carl, talking about music back in the day. Does a good job. Hey, all right. If I say Mandy Patinkin, Carl, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Mandy Patinkin.
Mm, how about this? Sounds familiar.
From The Princess Bride.
Ah.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
He is 69, star of stage, screen, and little screen. He was on Homeland as well as the boss. Chrissy Teigen's 36. Is it Kaylee? Is it Cuoco from Big Bang Theory? Cuoco from Big Bang is 36. Just for Chris, Steve Aoki is 44. Boots and pants. Ben Stiller is 56. And one of the greatest American playwrights, David Mamet, is 74. There is your guy talk.
Jeremy hit me up. He said, Dukes, it's better than a Twitch streamer who sold her bathwater. I said, what? He said, yes. I think she made almost six figures selling her bathwater.
Unbelievable.
What is wrong with you people?
By the way, your dirt just arrived from Houston from the World Series.
Okay, you know what?
That's your Christmas gift.
You really bought it. I cannot believe this. Hey, man, Falcon Report's coming up. Steve Weiss set to join us from NFL Network next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.